It was the
Colin Brady
on there. Beg pardon? All right, it's the Finance and Audit Committee meeting of April 21st, 2020. It's approximately 5:20 in the evening. Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Sanderson is absent. Calvin, you present?
No.
All right, so first we're going to look at the balance sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Line 8 and line 10. So line 8, total checkings and savings, and also line 10, which is late the LAIF account. The district's combined cash with Chase and the LAIF account balance was approximately $1 million at month end. You turn to the second page of the balance sheet, line 56, total liabilities. The district's total liabilities were also at approximately $1 million, so about even, which is a good thing. We'd like to be positive. We'd like to have more cash in LAIF than we would liabilities, but if we're at least breaking about even, that's good. It's better than where we used to be, so we're going to positive here. Next, we'll take a look at the profit and loss report.
Mm-hmm.
So line 3, base rate water bills. This is the flat fixed monthly charge to all residents for water service. Year to date is trending right on target at 75%. The same goes for commodity sales, line 4. This is the variable income from charges linked to the consumption of water. Year-to-date is also trending at about target, it's at 74%. And the next line, line 5, DHPO contract. This is the amount of variable charges to Desert Hills Premium Outlet Center, which is segregated until their contract expires in December of 2022. Year-to-date is trending at 59%, but this is due to lower water consumption by DHPO. We go down to line 35.
Is that 35. Just from this past month?
Well, it's overall, year-to-date. So 59%, it's from the whole year. But if you do recall, we've had quite a bit of rain in this last fiscal year. So that might be a contributing factor. Also, I know the COVID-19, started happening in February, March. Yeah, now they are. So April, we'll probably see very, very little usage when we do the billing at the month end. But this is for the end of March so far. So, yeah, it's showing less. So then down to line 35, employee health care. Year-to-date is over budget due to higher monthly premiums than anticipated in the budget. This is mainly due to age. So as certain employees age,
somebody
get older,
they get
put into a different bracket, and then the charges for that bracket differ. We are currently looking into other health insurance right now that's comparative, but potentially lower. So there's a process to that before we can just sign up for something else, but we are looking into it to see if we can cut that employee health care costs down. You turn to the next page of the profit and loss report. Line 47, well maintenance. This includes costs for the well maintenance as well as chemical purchases for the wells. Year to date is over budget due to invoices from Applied Diving for Tank 1 diving inspections and cleaning, and also an invoice from Legend Pump and Well Services related to the Well 1 we have. Just to reiterate, our Tank 1 is completely offline right now, and we do need to get it recoded and repaired before we can bring it back on. And even before that happens, our Well 1 is also down. And we need to get that up and running before we can put tank one back into use. So it's
so
kind
tank
of a
one
double.
And well one are down. Yeah.
Correct. Yes. So then down to line 50, engineering services. Year to date is over budget due to several invoices from Krieger and Stewart in September, including some work relating to standby fees, but a majority of their invoices recently have been relating to the Well 1 rehab, also to Sigma's pattern increase in Sigma meetings. So that's why that's a lot higher than anticipated.
And it's because we're trying to have them fix the Well 1, Tank 1 issues, or?
They can't fix them, but they can help prevent it from reoccurring. So
they're
basically making sure that the correct equipment is being installed to specifications, and that nobody's trying to pull. They have more in-depth knowledge of the well and even the tank on how the repair work is to be done than we do. So they're basically ensuring that a contractor doesn't come in, says we need A, B, and C to make it work, and really the contractor is just trying to pull a fast one and upsell us. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No.
So they're kind of governing and making sure that what we get is what we need, and we're not getting too much or not getting too little. It's exactly what we need. So line 61, supplies and equipment. This includes supplies and equipment purchased for the district office. Year to date is at 87% due to the purchase of two computers and multiple Windows upgrades for the district computers. If you recall, it got brought up to the Finance and Audit Committee a while ago that we needed upgrades on our computers. We have Windows, I think it was Windows 10 or Windows 7, I can't remember. It was one of the Windows systems, and it no longer being supported, so we had to upgrade our computers.
Was
that
with that or just with the regular computers?
That was just the regular computers. That was not with the thermostat.
Okay. That's not the thermostat. Okay.
No. Mm-mm. We haven't paid for the thermostat. That's a board agenda item.
Yep.
So. Next, down to 75, legal services. Year to date is at 90% due to increased legal work relating to the following items: illegal water hookups, board inquiries. One of them in particular was charitable donation opportunities, but this was a while back ago. Fire flow and fire sprinkler systems for new development out here in Cabazon. A damaged fire hydrant, and then we've also had a few legal services regarding the tank, and then Sigma. Next, we're going to look at line 82, the next page. So line 82, other fees, SWRCV. Year-to-date is over budget due to a payment of a blanket encroachment permit, not anticipated in the budget, and that was about $2,000 that we did not anticipate. Next is for line 84. Shop supplies and small tools. Year to date is trending at 91% due to the purchase of backflow adapters and hydrant meter stand in March. We've had an uptick in construction meter usage. There's been a few construction projects that have been going on, street grading. I think there's one contractor at Robertson's that just rented two construction meters. So that's why this is a little higher. But on the upside, they're going to be using more water too. So our water revenue should increase a little bit too.
Okay.
Next, we're going to go to line 94. grant and loan processing fee. This is the loan fee from Bank of New York. Year to date is at 95%, but this is due to the timing of the loan fee payment. So it's just a timing issue here. It should balance out as the year progresses. Next, we have line 96, DHPO interest expense. This is similar. Year to date is at 99%, but this is also due to the timing of interest payments. And then last but not least, if you look at line 113, net income and loss, as of March 31st, the fiscal year-to-date net income is at approximately $101,000. It's 92% compared to the year-to-date average of 75. Is where we should be, but we're at 92, so we're actually doing well right there.
What does that mean? Well, that's the loss, right?
We lost in March, but overall, the year to date, we're doing better than anticipated. So, year to date, we weren't expecting so if you look at the current year to date column, we're at $101,944. We weren't expecting to be that high. We were expecting to be a bit lower. So we're doing well there. We're doing better than anticipated there.
Okay.
It's an overall. For March, we did lose. But overall, in the big fiscal year picture, we're doing better than we anticipated at this time of year.
Okay.
All right. Any questions? Those are all the reports I have from the accountant. Do you have any questions at all?
What falls under miscellaneous, line 98?
In 98, let's see. So this is going to be miscellaneous, office supplies, stuff that doesn't fit in any of the other real categories. We have a line for office supplies, but this is going to be for some like random things that don't quite fit there. If we have an employee morale lunch, it'll go there, but that's not all that line is.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Anything like certified letters, miscellaneous repairs, like there was a repair on the office walkie-talkie radio system. It looks like some batteries were purchased for a couple of the walkie-talkies. Looks like some paint was purchased for one of the office walls to repaint it. Just some miscellaneous items like that, of that nature.
Okay.
Good question, though.
Okay. Well, I think that's good. I have no other questions.
Okay. Calvin, did you have anything?
Nope.
All right, then Sarah, if you'd like to adjourn the meeting, it's all up to you.
Yeah, I move to adjourn.
All right, and it's about approximately.
Oh, we did that in 20 minutes.
About 5:36 p.m. All right, thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you again at 6 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, thank you.